Hello students, Fire Hazard and Suppression is the fifth book of Diploma Program in Fire and Safety Engineering Management, and up till now we have covered six units that are fire in dust, fire in gas, fire in metals, fire in aircraft, ship and dock fire, and radioactive material fire. Let us begin with new, but before that let us remind some summary regarding radiation fires. The damage to the human body is caused by the radiations. The radiation may be of several different kinds, but the physical effects may be regarded as generally similar. It may cause delayed burns and it may increase the probability of eventual serious illness. The question arises when considering these hazards of how much radiation it is safe for the human body to take, and thus what is a maximum permissible dose. This is a reasonable basis on which to fix safety procedure for those working in close day-to-day contact with radioactive materials, since it is feasible for such people to be continuously monitored, that is, kept under observation with instruments. Reliable estimates have been made of the likely effects on the body of different dose rate for varying length of time. So students, now let us begin or switch on to unit 36, that is LPG and LPG bottling plant. The term liquefied petroleum gas, that is LPG, refers to variety of hydrocarbons derived from crude petroleum processes or from natural gases. These gases being at normal temperature and pressure, but which become liquid with either a moderate increase in pressure or a moderate drop in temperature, or both. These hydrocarbons include propane, propylene, butane, isobutane, and butylenes. The most readily liquefiable gases of this group are commercial propane and commercial butane. Butadiene also is a liquefied petroleum gas. It does not occur naturally but is obtained by process. It is chiefly used in the rubber industry and not as a constituent of LPG fuels. Characteristics of these hydrocarbons. The characteristic properties of these gases are used commercially are as follows. Commercial propane, vapor density is 1.4 to 1.56, and that is of butane 1.9 to 2.1. Boiling point of propane, minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit, that is minus 40 degrees centigrade. Commercial butane, 30 degrees Fahrenheit, that is minus 1.1 degrees centigrade. Propane explosive limit percentage is 2.2 to 9.5, and that is of butane 1.9 to 8.5. Commercial propane approximate calorific value kilojoules per kilogram is 50,009, and that is of butane is 49,265. Storage. Domestic storage of LPG. LPG is basically a combination of propane and butane. So, storage of cylinders. Butane or domestic use is handled in light gauges steel bottles, of which the common type is about 460 mm high and 300 mm in diameter, and holds 14.5 kilograms in weight of butane. Its weight is all about 27 kilograms when full. There are smaller sizes, and there is also a 38 kilogram capacity cylinder weighing when filled about 82 kilograms. The cylinder should never be exposed to a temperature of more than 110 degrees Fahrenheit, that is equal to 43 degrees centigrade. Fire and explosion risk. About 3/4 of all accidents with LPG resulting in explosion or fire are due to leaks, which may occur from valve assemblies, from the pipe work, or from the appliances connected to it. Common causes are mishandling of the apparatus, vibration in case of moving vehicles, the perishing of flexible connections, means most type of rubber are slowly attacked by these gases, inadvertent extinction of burners by drought or lack of ventilation, loose burners until and turn on, and in case of propane, blowback is the cause. Firefighting of the cylinders are, a small fire at a leak can usually be extinguished efficiently and quickly by means of a damp cloth. If the cylinder is not involved, it should be turned off at the main valve, disconnected and removed to a place of safety. If the cylinder is involved, it should be cooled with a water spray until the main valve can be turned off. If the main valve has been damaged or for some other reasons cannot be turned off, or if the gas is issuing from the cylinder itself, cooling the cylinder with water spray will reduce the gas flow sufficiently for the fire to be extinguished and the cylinder to be removed. The flame at the point of burning should not on any account be extinguished without turning off the main valve unless it is certain that there is no source of ignition in the vicinity. If there is a reason to believe that the cylinder has been directly heated by the fire or an appreciable time, there is a danger of the cylinder explosion. In this case, the cooling of the cylinder should be done from behind cover and no effort should be made to get close to it until it is quite certain that the explosion danger has been removed. The main valve of a disconnected cylinder should never for any reason be turned on when the cylinder is not in a vertical position. In any other position, the valve may be below the level of the liquid and the liquid will emerge instead of gas. There are some bulk storage sites also. The storage of LPG in large quantities occurs, number one, at refineries and other major installations and distributing depots of the oil industry, or at producer and holder stations of the gas boats, or at the premises of some large industrial users. For fighting LPG gas fires, there are some pre-planning and training. The success of operation at the time of an accident may large depend upon the adequacy of fire planning and training directly related to each of the premises concerned. This necessitates much more than good layout and a sufficient of equipment for firefighting and cooling operations. Important though these are, both the staff of the premises and the member of fire brigade should have a clean understanding of the potential hazard and in any given circumstances know what action must be taken at one set, and thereafter the arrival of the fire brigade should be merely one phase in carrying out of carefully prepared and well rehearsed combination operations leading to the eventual restoration of safe conditions within the last practicable damages. The closest possible cooperation between management and fire authorities is essential in pre-planning of this order. The gas itself is not visible except in heavy concentrations, but the vicinity of a liquid leak may be disconcerting because the fall in temperature will condense moisture in the air and be as a deposit or a white form. Neither of these manifestations must be assumed to indicate the limits of a gas cloud, which in fact is liable to much more extensive. So let us switch on unit number 37, that is petrochemical and refinery fire. LPG is one of the part of petrochemical and refinery fire. So in petroleum is a dark viscous oily liquid known as rock oil. In Greek terms it is called as petra means rock, oleum means oil. It consists of a mixture of hydrocarbons whose composition varies from place to place. Petroleum is formed from the bacterial decomposition of the remains of animals and plants which got buried under the sea millions of years ago. When these organisms died, they sank to the bottom and got covered by sand and clay. Over a period of millions of years, these remains got converted into hydrocarbons. by heat, pressure and catalytic actions. The hydrocarbons form rows through porous rock until they were trapped by impressive rock forming an oil trap. Petroleum occurs deep down under the earth between two impressive rock, that is non-porous rock. Natural gas is found above the petroleum oil trap under rock. Drilling a hole into the earth crust and sinking pipes into it obtain the crude petroleum. When the pipe reaches the oil deposits, natural gas comes out with a great pressure. After the pressure has been subsided, the crude oil is pumped out of the oil well. This process of obtaining crude oil from its sources called as mining. Petroleum products are wide in this universe. The petroleum producing countries are Middle East countries, that is Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, USA, Russia, Canada, African countries, Caribbean, and in India, Ankleshwar and Karol in Gujarat, Rudra Sagar and Lakwa in Assam, Bombay High offshore areas, establishment of ONGC 1956 and establishment of OIL 1981. In refinery, refining of crude oil has been done. The process flow in refining are: number one, distillation process, to split crude oil into groups of compounds or even to separate one particle compound from another. Cracking means breaking large molecules into smaller one. Polymerization, building small molecules into larger one. Reforming, converting low grade raw petrol into high quality motor spirit. And hydro refining, that is to remove product impurities or render them harmless. Classification of petroleum oils. There are A, B, C are the three classes. Class A, these are light fractions with a flash point below 73 degrees Fahrenheit, that is 22.8 degrees centigrade. Included in this classification are following petroleum spirits like LNG, LPG, aviation spirit, pentane, benzene, kerol, naphtha, crude petroleum, hexane, toluene, xylene, etc. Class B, medium oils which have a flash point between 73 degrees and 150 degrees Fahrenheit, that is 22.8 degrees to 65.6 degrees centigrade, comprises class B. These oil always present element of danger, especially in hot weather, like jet fuel kerosene, white spirit, turpentine, etc. Class C petroleum liquids have a flash point above 65.6 degrees centigrade and include gas oil, diesel oil, heavy fuel oils and heavier lubricating oils. The basic principles products of refinery are gases, which is converted by gas boats or uses as a town gas, propane for heating, metal cutting purposes, butane, a liquefied petroleum gas, naphtha used in its raw state in the manufacturing of town gas, petrol, a fuel of motor cars and other spark engine IC engines, heptanes, ethylene, butadiene, butyl, turbojet fuels, kerosene, tractor vaporizing oils, white spirit, auto diesel, marine diesel, sulfur, and essential chemical is the manufacture of sulfuric acid and fertilizers. Then lubricating oil, lubricating oil additives, fuel oils, bitumen, calcified coke, etc., etc., etc. Apart from this, the main purpose is fire and safety protection preventive measures. Fire safety in petrochemical plants are, first of all, fire protection facilities. Number one is fixed fire protection facilities, and number two, portable or mobile fire protection facilities. In fixed fire protection facilities, there are fire station, means every refinery has fire station, then fire water mains, fire hydrant, water monitor, water spray systems, deluge valve systems, wet riser, hose boxes, hose stations, foam pourers, etc. In portable and mobile facilities, portable fire extinguishers of various types, water Watergate blankets, foam, trailer foam, foam water cannon, foam proportioner, foam tinder, special type of suits, BA sets, etc. For emergency communication in any type of disaster, fire phone must be there, fire siren must be there, public address system, system must be there, and wireless system for firefighters and other common people is also must. Fire safety in petrochemical storage tanks. Types of storage tanks are fixed roof tank, floating roof tank, fixed cum floating roof tank, Horton spears and bullets. During manufacturing, storage, loading, unloading, there are some operational errors leading to fire emergencies. They are, number one, first of all, overfilling. Overfilling means this can occur due to lack of attention, error in level indication, wrong setting of valves, change of service or gravity filling. Second one is overpressuring. This can occur due to liquid inlet rate is higher to tank and the vent is not able to take the load of this high filling rate. Or overpressuring by gas, for example, nitrogen blanketed tank or steam blanketed tank. Number 3, collapse due to vacuum in the tank. This can occur due to vent were not clean, plastic bags, rags or bird nest had cover vent, and a sudden shower cooled the tank causing it to collapse. PV valve not properly working. Liquid suction rate from the tank higher than air ingress rate. Number 4 is water in hot oil tank. This happens when there is a sudden mixing of uncontrolled quantities of water with hot oil in the tank, leading to a phenomenon called boil over. In this, water boils below the surface of oil, expanding rapidly, thus ripping open the tank roots, and the fourth overflows over into bun wall or beyond. It may cause also, if hot oil tanks are blanketed by steam, accidental introduction of water condensate from the blanketing steam into tank during rain can result in such failures. Failures of steam heating oil in tank can also cause boil over in hot oil tanks. Number 5 is sinking of roof. Accumulation of rainwater in floating roofs due to plug roof drain strainers or blockage of overflow drains. The 6th operational error is tank fire during mechanical maintenance work. It is important that handling over roof tank safety for maintenance work is very important. It is very important that when even any maintenance work has to be done in storage tank, the entire tank is to be free from gas to avoid any risk of fire or explosion. Other occurrences are lightning discharge hitting the storage tanks, or accumulation of static charges in the tanks, or arson by unwanted elements. These are all operational errors. Now let us switch on to unit number 38, that is fires in plastic. Artificial polymeric material use organic in nature, which have generally been shaped and flow. Many artificial elastomers are plastics. Plastics can be classified on the basis of their thermal behavior. Thermoplastic, for example, polyethylene or polyvinyl chloride, can be repeatedly softened by heating and are hardened on cooling. Thermoset or thermo-occurred plastic are infusible and insoluble in their final molded shape. Plastics are also categorized on their chemical derivation or final structures. Plastics are molded and shaped whilst in their heat softened stage and then cured by continued heating, means thermosetting plastic, or cooling, that is thermoplastic. Extrusion can give pipe rod and other things, etc. Types of plastic: The long chain of hydrocarbon is basically called as plastic. There are two types, thermoplastic. These are the straight chains materials, can be melted by heating to quite low temperatures, near about 100 degrees centigrade. At this temperature, they will get softened or melt upon heating. These plastics are called as thermoplastics. Second one, in this type of plastic, heating will not melt material but will cause to char or and eventually decompose. Such materials are called as thermoplastic. The different characteristic features of some plastics are: plastic containing only carbon, hydrogen and oxygen produce carbon monoxide, a toxic gas while burning. Plastics like phenol formaldehyde will produce carbon monoxide and phenol at low temperatures. Plastic containing nitrogen in addition to hydrogen and oxygen and carbon will produce nitrogen compounds, as well as gases given off are nitrogen dioxide, hydrogen cyanide and other organic nitrides, which are very toxic. In case of PVC, that is polyvinyl chloride, chlorine as hydrogen chloride is given off, and also in certain class of self-extinguishing polymers, resins and in neopropane, it is toxic and corrosive in nature. In manufacturing of plastic, some additives are added to improve the properties of plastic and other material, such as fillers. Fillers are inert materials, example China clay, wood floor, carbon black. In laminated plastics, the fillers may be sheets or paper or glass cloth. Plasticizers. With thermoplastics for soften and for easy processing. Stabilizers to prevent oxidation of polymer attacked by sunlight or by mild heating. Coloring material which are used in plastics are of organic type or inorganic type. Behavior of plastics in fire. Fillers, binders and softening materials determine fire susceptibility, means very combustible. Processing involving in manufacturing of fancy articles with thermoplastic, a great fire risk. Flowing of nylon or terephthalene cause threat to fire to other parts of the building. Plastic fire emit toxic gases which are dangerous to fire personnels. Fire hazards, firefighting and storage of plastics. The evaluation of large quantities of smoke is one of the hazard. For example, polyurethane, phenyl formaldehyde, epoxy resins. Other hazard is production of burning tar or droplets by polyurethane foam. The reaction is very exothermic. The best extinguishing media is water in spray form. The best preventive measure is to store plastics above ground, and the best storage practice is proper ventilation with proper distance and good housekeeping. Let us switch on to unit number 39, that is explosive. An explosion is a chemical reaction that takes place in a very short space of time. It is strongly exothermic reaction. Then an explosive is a detonated. It is immediately converted into an equal weight of gas and vapor in a split second, and at the same time the gas and vapor struggling to occupy a space thousand of times greater than that occupied by the solid. Thus it will be seen that a great pressure is exerted, and this pressure is equal in all directions, means in 360 degrees. Then an explosion occurs, a large amount of heat is evolved, producing a bright light or flash. The heat is liberated, greatly assists in expansion of gases. There is a difference between explosion and combustion. The difference between an explosion and ordinary combustion is the speed with which the chemical reaction takes place. Thus, any combustible substance which can be made to burn rapidly enough will be classified as explosion. General classification of explosives are class 1 to 7. Class 1 contain gunpowder, class 2 nitrate mixture, class 3 nitro compound, class 4 chlorate mixture, class 5 fulminate, class 6 ammunitions, and class 7 fireworks. There are basic two types of explosive. Number one is low explosive, another one is high explosive. Low explosives are used as a propellant and sometimes for blasting purposes. The two common explosives of this type are gunpowder and cordite. High explosives are mainly nitro compounds or nitrates, a few containing chlorates, for example gun cotton, dynamite, etc. Apart from this, explosives are also classified as per firefighting, means firefighting classification of explosives. Class 1, class 2, class 3. Class 1 explosives are those which must be accepted to explode or detonate immediately when fire reaches to them. Class 2 explosives are those which are readily ignite and burn with great violence without necessarily exploding. Class 3 explosives are those which burn, those ignite comparatively slow or with some difficulty, and which they or may not detonate with ignite. Class 4 explosives are those which burn fiercely and give off dense smoke. Class 5 explosives are those used in association with toxic substances. Class 6, these are explosives which may be exposed to a fire for some time before exploding. Class 7, explosives are those which involve a combined flammable, toxic and corrosive hazard. Class 8, explosives are those which for firefighting purpose under storage condition involve a radiological hazard which may exceed to explosive hazard when involved in fire. Special class called as MP class. Class MP comprises substances of those non-explosive dangerous good classes containing metallic powders such as magnesium, aluminium or zinc, etc. Storage of explosives. There are some important points for storage of explosives in relation with their hazards. Number one, the outermost package shall be marked with the word explosive on all capital letters, the name of the explosive, the number of and class of the explosive, and the name of the manufacturer. Number second, the floor on which the explosive is to be prepared should be clean and swept before and after use. Number three, the packages containing the explosives should not be thrown, dropped or pulled along the floor, but they should be passed hand to hand carefully. Number four, the preparation procedure of explosives should be going on without unnecessary stoppage. Number fifth, person with smoke, light or the article of an inflammable nature shall not be allowed in proximity to the explosives. Number 6, person should not allow with matches, fuses, any article made up of iron or steel near to the explosive. Number 7, it should necessary about the iron nails to wear boots while working on the floor. If any explosive escape or spilled on the floor, should be collected and destroyed. Causes of fire due to spark produced by machines or boots. Second one, due to foreign bodies or dirt, for example grinding. Overheating of machinery due to friction, due to mishandling, due to accidental drop of package. Firefighting techniques with respect to explosives. It has been observed that fires recurring in the use, manufacture or storage of explosives including fireworks originate from inadvertent ignition of a material or component containing explosives. There may be a rapid intense fire of short duration or a rate steady fire of variable nature. Often there will be an explosion or series of explosion of less or more violence with projection of debris which may start other fires. Damage may vary between minor effect to complete destruction by fire or explosion. Personnel may suffer from burns or injuries, which in some cases prove fatal. Fire officers attending fires or other accidents in explosive buildings should endeavor to disturb as little as possible the site and the remain of the buildings and their contents for general safety. Success in firefighting involving explosives is largely depending on action being taken before the fire can develop and the availability of copious water supplied. If the fire is detected early, the prompt application of firefighting first aid measures may prevent the development of serious fire. On arrival of the fire brigade, action should be directed towards preventing the explosives from becoming involved, firefighting operations being carried out by taking into consideration the behavior of explosives when involved in fire as per firefighting classifications. So, let us switch to the last chapter, that is Unit 40, Forest and Rural Fires. The occurrences of fire in rural or forest areas are usually different than those encountered in cities and towns, and therefore the subject to be dealt with separately so as to provide the fire officer knowledge on the characteristics of such fires and the best way to deal with them. Types of fires. Normally the fire incident in rural areas may be of following types: grass or dry vegetable, which are also called as heat or moor fires, then crop fire, haystack or straw rack fires, thatch roof fires or thatch houses fires, and forest fires. The special characteristics features of these fires are: the forest and grasses fires are in general most prevalent during the latter part of the winter season when the winds are keep the drying, or during the hot spell at the height of summer. Growing crops may be a fire risk for a short period immediately before harvest, especially during hot weather. Haze containing of grass which is cut and when dried by leaving it out in the fields exposed to sun. A hay rick may fire internally through spontaneous combustion or may be ignited by external means. Thatch is a method of roofing a house or farm building by laying upon the roof framing layers of straws, hays, etc. till forms a solid and watertight mass, the whole roofing material being highly combustible, readily ignited, and by any chance spark and tends to burn downwards and is likely to cause rapid spread of fire. Causes of fire in rural areas. There are near about 10 causes of fire in rural areas. Number 1, light thrown down, flame from ovens, flame from naked lamps, spark from locomotives, spontaneous combustion, incendiaries, electrical origin, fireworks, lightning, focused rays. One by one I'll tell you. Light thrown down. This is one of the commonest causes of fire occurring in rural areas, particularly in villages and forest areas. This may be attitude to carelessly throwing down a combustible substances, any lighted tobacco material such as discarded cigarette ends, bidis, lighted matches, etc. Second one is flame from ovens. A number of fire incidents occur in villages due to the direct ignition of combustible material by flames from ovens in the kitchens of village houses. They often develop speedily and involve a number of thatch roof ceilings and other property in the vicinity. Flame from naked lamp. Due to lack of electrification in most villages and hamlets make lamp for lightning the dwelling, etc. are still. They become a source of danger and ignite combustible material, sometimes being toppled by pet animal, etc. sparks from locomotives. Frequently, fires may be caused in crops, etc., especially when they are in flammable conditions as a result of sparks from railway locomotives. Spontaneous combustion. Such a type of combustion is freshly made haystacks is only probably within a few weeks of building, approximate 10 to 12 weeks. Incendiaries. This may be due to village frauds in deliberately setting fire to each other property. Electrical origin. Wherever electricity is in use in rural areas, fires may be caused due to faulty wiring or defective apparatus of various types which develop heat and ignite combustible materials. Fireworks. The use of fireworks of different types of festivals, festive occasions, etc. are likely to cause fires when they fall on combustible roof and stacks, etc. Lightning. Certain number of fires are also caused due to natural lightning which may ignite may combustible material daily available. Focus rays. Broken glass pieces of certain types can focus sun rays to magnify and concentrate heat on combustible material, hay, etc., and fire can start with combustible material. What are the difficulties in tackling rural fires or factors affecting firefighting? This is a major part in case of attending forest or rural fires. Number one, first one is delay in receiving calls, bad road conditions and distance to travel from urban areas to rural areas. Number three, difficulty in proper communication. Number four, lack of systematic arrangement of water courses. Number next, combustible nature of dwellings and stocks. These are the basic difficulties. Appliances and equipments specially required for or employed in case of rural fires or forest fires. Water tender type A, small trailer pump, high lift aquator pump, deep lift pump, portable pump, etc. Firefighting equipment for implementations are fire beaters, fire bags, forks, drag hook, pick fork, hay knife, stack drag, shovel, spade, bat, Pulaski tools specially used for forest fires, stirrup pump, hand pump, manually operated portable pump, buckets, etc. Method of attacks. Extremely insidious use of water should be made from this purpose. Near about 16 inches jet at 25 psi means pressure pound per square inch is considerably ideal. It must be realized that in a village fire, use of water supplemented by several of beaters along the stack of fire break will prove most effective. The crew or the spare village men should be made to stand along the line of stack with beaters and spades, shovels, etc. The advantaging of fire to be checked by the water jets and beating out the small pockets of fire caused due to play of water jet on the main fire will prove the most useful. Wind influence is also most important. The wind velocity is of considerable importance in firefighting, village fires or forest fires. For a low wind velocity, the fire should always be attacked from the leeward side. For a moderate wind velocity, a frontal attack may not be possible, and in such cases, attacking from side and rear will prove effective. In case of a high wind velocity, however, it will neither be possible to attack from the front or to chase the fire from rear, and in such cases, concentration should be made on both attacks, gradually giving ground on the fourth, such in a linear fashion. So, in this way, we have completed remaining five chapters, means there are 11 units in this book. Topic covered in this book are greatly essential for students of Diploma in Fire and Safety Engineering Management, by which they can understand how to select firefighting equipment required. They can decide the safety precaution necessary as per the process involved. They can prepare in-house fire safety audit report, or they can implement a new action plan for emergency. I wish all the students of this diploma, 1 year diploma in fire and safety engineering, best of luck. All the best. Thank you.